for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
I've been on hold for a manager for 28 minutes. Is there any way I could talk to a manager?
I have to get you back connected over to my manager line, ma'am. I do apologize.
I'm still on hold over there on my other phone.
Let me locate the account, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
36521.
Can I have your first and your last name, please?
My name's Kay Sullivan. Daniel. I've just never been on hold this long for a manager.
You said the name. What's the name on the account? It's Kay Sullivan?
Michael Daniel.
Okay, for security of this account, ma'am, I need you to verify the address that we have on file, please.
Ma'am, I'm not sure what address you have on file because we're being charged for this and we haven't ordered it. And she told me a while ago we've been billed since November, but nobody's ever even logged on to that account or heard of this. I was getting paper statements, and then I went to paperless, so we just saw it like 4 or 5 days ago.
Okay, so you say that you don't know your address, ma'am?
I do know my address, but I don't want to give you my address because that may not be what you have on file because we haven't ordered it. So whoever ordered it, their address is on file.
Right, but we don't know if that's your address or not unless you want to verify the address. We wouldn't know what address it is.
One more time, you don't know what? You don't know what?
We have an address on file, but we don't know if it's your address or not because you have not verified us the address for me to be able to move over the account.
So can you give me, like, the numbers of my address? Then I'll give you the rest?
No, ma'am, that means I can... That's me providing you with the address, not you verifying the account.
Can you just give me a manager?
Well, you're already holding for a manager. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, why is it taking so long for a manager to get on the phone?
I don't know where they connected you to or where over this is customer support, so you can be talking to any manager. It could be someone just a manager on the line with another customer, maybe just taking some time. I honestly don't know in that case why it's taking so long for you to get the manager in this case. But for me to be able to assist you, I'm going to need you to verify your address, which you haven't verified on the line yet.
No, I she didn't ask me for that earlier. I'm disputing this charge is what I'm doing, and I wanted to get reimbursed for $76 that I've been charged that we did not sign up for. So she said that she could reimburse me $6, or then she changed it to $19 for this month. But I asked to speak to a manager, and I haven't gotten one. So I verified it already with someone.
Well, you haven't verified with me, ma'am. I don't know who you may have verified before, but if you're going to call back in, you're going to have to verify the account, which you're basically saying that you're not going to do.
Am I going to be put back on hold again?
If you have to speak with the supervisor, yes, you have to go back on hold to speak with someone because it could be, due to the fact of the pandemic, we're only working with 30% of our staff. So, you know, like I said, I don't know, maybe that customer is just on hold or that supervisor could be speaking with an account that maybe we're dealing with multiple charges. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm still on hold over here, so I'll just hold on. Maybe I'll pick up. If not, I'll just go to the bank and dispute it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.